Om Shanti. There was once a small boy and he was very, very talented. He was very creative and he had all the qualities of leadership in him. But he has a great personality flaw. He was very, very short-tempered. And wherever he used to go, because of this imperfection in him, people used to avoid him. People would not like him. Because when he used to get angry, he used to hurl abuses. He was as if burning with that anger. So many people tried to help him, but they couldn't. As he continued to grow up, his anger also increased. And he reached a stage where he used to get angry at each and every small thing. So that was going on and people tried to help him, his friends tried to help him, but to no avail. So his father thought of something, because this became all of a concern to everyone. So what his father did, he called him and he told him that there is an old fence behind our house. So what you do, whenever you get angry, take this bag of nails and hammer. Whenever you get angry, nail this on that fence, wooden oak fence which was there behind. You have to nail this. And it was very hard board. That fence was very hard and you have to nail it. So on the very first day, he puts almost 37 nails, means that angry he used to be. In one day, he got angry 37 times, so he had to nail 37 times. And it was not an easy job to nail, because the board was, that oak was very hard, that fence was very hard, and that even that hammer was very big hammer. But still, he was an obedient child, so he did that. So, gradually he thought, I get angry so much that I have to nail every time I get angry. So he started thinking about this, and gradually that number dwindled down. And then a day came when throughout the day he did not nail a single time. And he was so happy that he got rid of this anger. And that's why he went to his father and told about this accomplishment. His father said, that's very good. Now do one thing. Whatever nails you already inserted, what you have to do, now each day you take out one nail. Every day, when you don't get angry, you just take out that nail. So, this was a difficult task, but still he did it. And within few weeks, he could just take out all the nails. And he reached a stage, now he would not get angry anymore. So he was overjoyed. He went to his father and he told his father that I don't get angry anymore. I have taken out all the nails from that fence. So his father takes him to the same place, to that fence, and tells him that it was a very difficult task for you when you nailed that fence, and it was even harder and difficult for you to take out each nail. But now see, all the nails are taken out. That's a very good thing that you did. You got rid of anger. But still, you can see the holes. The holes are there. Though you took out all the nails, but the holes are there. They are there in the form of scars. It's a similar, here it was fence, and in life, it is people's heart. When you get angry, when you fume and fuss, that time also you are putting a nail, inserting a nail in somebody's heart. Maybe after some time you take out the nail, but still the hole remains, the scar remains on the heart. So this is such an important aspect of human personality. of all the important emotions, this is one of the emotions, anger. And somebody has said, Horace, a Roman poet, has said that anger is a form of, you can say, a brief madness. It's a madness. There are two types of madness. One madness is a mad person who is having some problem. He is psychotic. Another is this anger. When you are angry, you are not yourself. You are somebody else. Suppose you got angry with somebody. And later on, I tell you, or we show you the same video clip. And you will feel, oh, am I this? You are heated. Your every word is fire. You are shouting. You are abusing. You are criticizing. You are ridiculing. You are laughing at somebody. You are poking fun at somebody. So many things you are doing quite unconsciously. You do not know that it's you. And the crack which is formed in the relationship. There are two words. One is bridging the relationship. Another is creating barriers in relationships. Anger is the greatest tool in creating barriers in relationship. Two persons are linked with each other with certain emotions, and if those emotions are of love, of peace, of happiness, then everything goes well. But the moment there is an anger, there is disharmony, everything breaks down. You create a barrier, no more a bridge. The bridge breaks down. So in today's Murli, Baba has touched upon this topic of anger. He is saying that just as you think lust as your greatest enemy, think of anger also as your greatest enemy. Why do we get angry? That's the question. And what can we do about this anger? Many people have thought of anger as a natural phenomenon. They say that we have to get angry, otherwise we can't control people. Otherwise we cannot handle certain situations. So in today's Murli, Baba has said, I want this gift from you. I want this gift from you. And if you give me this gift, I will give you one gift. And the gift which he is going to give is even more beautiful. Recently Baba gave us a gift of garland. But in today's Murli, he is giving us some other gift. The gift is of extra help. Extra help in getting rid of anger. So today's Murli is on the eve of Shivratri. This is 3rd of March 2000. And Baba is saying that I have come to celebrate my birthday with you all. You are my service companion. You are my birth companion. You are my birthday companion. You are my service companion. You are my birth companion. You are my birthday companion. It has never occurred in the history of mankind that God is coming on earth and he is celebrating his birthday, and the date of his birthday is the same as the date of his children's birthday. Both on the same side, on the same day. People, though they say that he is our Supreme Father, he is God, but they do not have that consciousness, or they don't live in that consciousness. That is the difference. So they do not know what is real Shivratri. They celebrate it in a very different manner. They celebrate it as a marriage of Shiva and Parvati. Shiva means they think of that Shankara. But what is the depth of this festival? What is the real meaning of this festival? Nobody knows. It is just what we are celebrating here. They are celebrating in the path of devotion. Just as Baba said yesterday, or recently, day before yesterday, this garland, The memorial of this garland is in the path of devotion. But what is this garland? Who wore this garland? Nobody knows. So, first of all, he is talking about celebration. Baba says this is a life of celebration. You have to celebrate this life. Congratulate yourself and congratulate others. This is a very unique, this is a very lovely, this is a very alaukik birthday. Never ever before you have seen such a birthday. So, he is glorifying this birthday. The day he is born, we are also born. The day he came in the body of Father Brahma and narrated all the knowledge, it is the same day as we are born. So this is very unique in itself, this birthday. And he has said a very beautiful thing in this Murli, that he is showering upon you his alaukik love, his unique love upon you. The pearls, ornaments, diamonds of love upon you. And what he is hearing? He is hearing the beats, he is hearing the harmoniums, he is hearing the songs of happiness which is being played in your hearts. So, this band of happiness, this harmonium of happiness, this songs of happiness, they are ever in our hearts. And he is hearing those songs. He is showering in upon us the pearls, the diamonds, the ornaments of love. And then he has said a very beautiful thing about company and companion. Probably many double foreigners are sitting in front of Father Baba, and Baba is saying, you just love these two words, company and companion. Who is your companion and in whose company you are? You should have the intoxication. Though you go away from this companion, he is your supreme companion, you become mischievous, you come under the sway of Maya's play. But this companion never steps away from you. He is ever with you. He is always with you. Even though you become mischievous, but still he never leaves you. He never separates himself from you. He is ever with you. He is always with you. And he is there. So that you can use, you can have all relationship with him. You can forge all the relationship with him. And use those relationships in your tasks. This is what he wants. Recently in one of the Avyakta Murlis, Baba had said, I am your friend. Today he is saying, I am your support. You have all the relationships with me. I am your supreme companion. What you need more, you are in my company. And this is my promise that I am never going to leave you. And that is why you be in Father's company constantly and fly. Baba has said two positive words in this Murli, two negative words. One, first is, Haji is a positive word and fly is a positive word. When you say fly, it has got positive energy. When you say Haji, it has got positive energy. Yes. These two words have got positive energy. When you say, why it is happening like this? Why everything with me? Why me? Why people are behaving like this with me? Why they aren't talking well with me? Why their behavior is like this? Why their manners are like this? So this why word has got negative energy. In the similar manner, no word has got negative energy. Naji. But then Baba said that you say Naji to Maya, not to other souls. To other souls you say Haji, to Maya you say Naji. But you know, this word Naji has got a negative energy. When you are given some task, when you are given some seva, and when you say no, this creates a barrier. So, this is also very subtle philosophy. So here Baba is saying that you constantly stay with him, you constantly stay in his company and you fly. The words, we have attained everything. There is nothing in this world which is unattained. We don't want anything anymore. This was the song of Father Brahma. But then, his song is your song. His words are your words. So have the intoxication that there has remained nothing in this world which we want. because we have achieved God, we have attained God, we have got all His knowledge. When you forget this, probably you become angry. That's why he said that Baba has used very strict word in this Murli. Baba said that on the eve of this Shivratri, I want one gift for you, from you. Are you ready for that? Do you have the courage? You have to be careful before saying yes. Two words he said, careful and courage. It's not a joke to be completely anger free, because anger manifests in so many different ways. He has said three levels of anger. First is great anger, second is force, and third is irritation. Baba said that you might have given up the first one, but what about the third? Irritation. You get irritated. Or you get passionate. That passion fills you, that force fills you somewhere within you. So that is also a manifestation of anger. So we will come to the basic topic. What are the causes of anger? This is the most important subject. Before we come to anger management, we need to understand what are the causes of anger. For this, we need to understand the life of Father Brahma. Whatever that had happened in his life, I will say, would have provoked somebody to anger. Recently, there was a class in Spark Wing, and there was a discussion on shock, Baba's Gyan as shock absorber. It was a very difficult, a very interesting topic which they gave me. And in that class, as I was churning, I was thinking of about seven different things that can happen. Seven shocks of life. And I think that those seven things, if they happen in our life, we become very much angry. The same things. And all those seven things happened in the life of Father Brahma. But he was never angry. His behavior, his response, his reaction was entirely different. That would have propelled any ordinary person to get very much angry, to fuss and fume. All these seven things would have rocketed the anger to such a high degree. But then he was calm. He was quiet, he was tranquil, he was situated in his own angelic stage, he was unshakable and immovable. What are those seven things? There are many things, but these seven are very much provoking. First was opposition and criticism. When somebody opposes you, when somebody criticizes you, you are right, but still somebody criticizes you. That time there are high chances that you get angry. For no reasons. For they are illogical, they are unreasonable. They are talking senseless. But still they are talking with conviction and they are opposing you. And their very goal is just to oppose you. As yesterday brother from Canada was sharing his experience that when he came in Gyan, there was so much defamation. People make fun of you. All these things are going to happen. And especially when this happens within the Brahmin family, it's all the more difficult to tolerate. So the first is criticism. And it cannot happen that you would not be criticized. No matter what you do in life, there are people sitting and they will come and criticize you. They will criticize you, they will oppose you, they will talk against you. What to do for that? That is another question. We will see that in management of anger. So first is, whenever you are criticized, you feel angry. Second is, when somebody deceives you. Deception. You trust somebody and that person deceives you. The same thing happened in the life of Father Brahma. If you see, when they came to Mount Abu, so many children left him just like that. Excuses they gave many, but they just left him. But he was calm. He did not feel within that sense of dejection or despondency. He was calm, he was quiet. So, deception. Third is insult. If suppose you get insulted, somebody insults you, you feel angry. You can't tolerate insult. In one of the classes, Dadi Janki had said, Brahmins do not have this power of toleration. They can't tolerate insults. In one of the classes, she had said, Brahmins don't have the courage to tolerate insults. Because insult, when you are insulted, when we are insulted, that ego is hurt so deeply, you can't just tolerate it. You want to show that person what you are, what I am. We want to rationalize, we want to justify, we want to prove. Many things we want to do. We want to do the similar thing with that person because he has dared to insult us. So third is this insult. Fourth is ridicule. When somebody laughs at you, teases you, makes fun of you, that time you get angry. It could be anything. Suppose you are doing very good yoga, then also people make fun of you. If you are not doing yoga, then also make people fun of you. You do anything, they make fun of you. You look towards right, they say you don't never look towards left. You look up, they say you never look down. You keep on looking everywhere, they say that you are not at all stable. So, no matter what you do, they will make fun of you. And any new task, any new organization, any revolution for that matter, when new things happen, every new thing, every new organization, every new revolution goes through three stages. First is ridicule. People laugh at you. And then opposition. They oppose you. And third, acceptance. Before this acceptance, you have to cross these first two stages. They will laugh at you, they will criticize you, they will oppose you, they will talk against you. They will plot against you, they will frame you. Everything they will do against you. But then, the third stage is acceptance. If you persist, if you continue, a day will come, they will have to accept. One day. But you should have that firm conviction in your dharanas. So, this is the fourth. Fifth is, when somebody mistrusts you, when somebody doesn't show his faith in you, you are working here for such a long time, and somebody says or doubts your specialities, doubts your service, that time you feel very much angry. You are working here for 20 years, 10 years, 5 years under somebody, and that somebody mistrusts you. He shows whether you will do or not, or in any reason, for any matter for that. So in that case, also you get angry. Or at least irritated. Baba said three forms. Third form is irritation. So, that is one. Another is, when people don't cooperate. Non-cooperation. People don't cooperate. You have cooperated with them, but now when you need help, they don't come forward. That time you feel angry. Exasperated. So, this exasperation, this annoyance, this irritation that happens. Another is, this is one such point that it is very difficult to resist anger. And that is, false accusation. When false charges are leveled against you, that time you get angry. And especially if that is about celibacy, especially this is about purity, if suppose somebody try to blemish your character, this is an acid test in Brahmin life. And I think everybody has to go through this test. When false charges are leveled against you, when people talk against your character, when people try to associate you with some person, when they say that you are having some affair with somebody, while in fact you are leading such a pure, such a celibate life, But still, the doubt, not only that, they spread that news everywhere. That news makes the rounds in Brahmin family. So, that is the time. This playing with somebody's character, blaming somebody's character, blemishing somebody's character. And actually, if that is untrue, if suppose you are doing this about somebody, and that is untrue, can you imagine what sin you are doing? If we do this, what burden of sin, what load of sin would come upon me? If that is untrue. Okay, this is one situation. Second, even if that is true, who are you to judge? Who told you to become judgmental? So that thing also irritates. That thing also angers somebody. These are the few things I told. Then, there are many other things that can make you angry. You are perfectionist. You want everything to be done in a perfect manner. And people are not like that. People are not that much expert or rather aware of those things. You want everything to be done as per your wish. In the same Murli Baba has said, time and form. You have to change your form according to time. Just as Baba, he is bound by the bonds of drama. So, we cannot expect others to become perfect. We can't expect if I give some task to somebody, that person forgets. That person doesn't do it on time. I come on time, but people don't come on time. I am time conscious, they aren't. We give certain tasks to somebody, they are totally negligent about it. We get angry. Or, one more royal form of anger is, when somebody is speaking untruth. When somebody is practicing falsehood. And we try to expose them. We feel angry, why they are doing like this? When we know, or also we get angry when some injustice is done on somebody. We feel, why this person is being bullied by somebody. Whenever there is injustice, we get angry. Whenever we see falsehood, we get angry. Whenever our desires are not fulfilled, we get angry. And then we have so many reasons to justify and rationalize our anger. But what this anger does to us, it poisons the immune system. It poisons our body. It poisons our health also. You know, when we are angry, your hands shake, your eyes get red, hormones in your body, adrenaline surges. Your heart rate increases, palpitation. Your words increase, you talk louder, your energy is depleted. As I said, it is a transient madness, short madness. If you are shown your own picture of angry, when you get angry, you will be amazed to see yourself. How I am behaving. Look at my words. I am otherwise not like this. Baba said, anger comes in circumstances. It doesn't come otherwise. It will not come till 9 o'clock. You are doing your Amrit Vela. You are with Baba. How will anger come? You are doing churning of Murli. It's very difficult that somebody sitting in this class gets angry all of a sudden. Very difficult. Even if he gets angry, he will stay calm. But if the similar thing happens during the daytime, he will shout at the top of his lungs. Baba, that's why I said, it is visible. It is a form of disservice. Then you avoid that person, you go away from that serpent. You say that I am not well and all those things. So this anger is a form of disservice. Baba doesn't want this disservice. And Baba even doesn't want to have that force in our words. One is the great anger. Second is to have that force. Third is getting irritated. I always hear many Brahmins say, I am bored with this. Boredom. We are bored. Kantal. This word they use so often, I just don't like this word. You are fed up with somebody. You are annoyed with somebody. Because what foolish questions they ask. How illogical they are. They don't have common sense. We just think of all these things. But all these things are going to happen. this is the family, everything is going to happen here. But you have to keep your stage up. You have to keep on, you be in father's company, that's the answer. You be constantly in his company. Don't be in the company of worldly people. Otherwise you will get angry. Otherwise, you will keep on getting angry on and off. Baba wants us to become free from it. Do not even suppress the anger. You know, one way is to suppress the anger. If you suppress it, it will come out. It will manifest in some or other ways. So no suppression, but sublimation, transformation of the anger. In yesterday's Murli, day before yesterday's Avyaktavani, this 24th February, Baba said, transformation. Be ever ready and transformation. These are the two words Baba used. Transformation in what? How to transform? That is a task Baba has given us. Transform this anger in something else. In path of devotion, they say that you want to get angry? Get angry. But get angry that why God is not revealing unto me. Fight with God. Get angry with Him. What is the use of getting angry with worldly people? Are they going to fulfill your expectation even if you get angry? No. You are harming yourself. We are burning our own system. We are poisoning our own system when we get angry. And you know, Baba said, the effect of anger lasts for such a long time. It lasts. It is not that one day you become angry and next moment you are normal. You can't do your yoga. On the day you get angry. This is for sure. You must have seen, just imagine, you are doing boating on Naki Jheel, okay? And during boating, suddenly another boat comes and hits your boat. Okay? Another boat comes and hits your boat. You are doing boating and there are some college students and like that. So you get angry with them. Why they are doing like that? Don't they have the sense that we are on this side and still they are coming and hitting? Second example, some person is there who is the boatman, and that boatman is not aware. He is just, he got sleepy or something, and he comes and brings his boat and hits our boat. We get angry. Third condition, we are doing boating and an empty boat comes and hits our boat. We don't get angry. Why? Why? I want the answer. Why we don't get angry? In first two cases, there were people. In first case, there were college students. Probably people who are drunk. We shout, oh, don't you see? Don't you have the sense? And another, it was the boatman who was there and he was at fault. But in third case, the boat was empty. So why we are not angry with that inanimate object? We accept it. Whenever, suppose, outside person comes and he is carrying a cup of tea and the tea falls. We say, don't you see? If suppose the same person is our younger sister. Not to that extent. So, you know, whenever there is a feeling of belonging, that time you don't get angry that much. So, empty boat. Actually, you don't have to work on anger. You have to work on I, this ego. This deep philosophy is about I. Actually, we are fighting with somebody's ego. When our I is hurt, our ego is hurt, that time we get angry. If we can become empty boat, if we can become an empty boat, probably nobody would get angered with us. If we can become empty, if others also become empty boat, probably we may not get angry with them. You must have seen that those people who are very humble, down to earth, if they commit some mistake, we don't mind at all. Okay, it's okay, it's okay, we say. But somebody who is very much arrogant, and if he does something to us, we always would find out ways and means to say something to that person. So, may you be your empty boat. That's the Vardhan, that's a blessing. Become an empty, empty of I, empty of vices, empty of anger. So that even if accidentally we hit somebody, that person say, oh, he is an empty boat, let it go. He will not, he will not get irritated because of us. One is to get irritated, another is to cause irritation to other. There are two things about it. Anger is a very big topic and we don't have that much time. We'll straight away come to anger management. How to manage this anger? What to do about this anger? The first is prevention and control of anger. First is prevention. See that anger doesn't manifest. Anger doesn't come at all. Then you'll have to, in the same class, I had described 7 different types of shock absorbers. I think the same thing apply here also. This Baba's Gyan is a shock absorber. Shocks are going to come. Aftershocks are going to come. We can't avoid shocks in life. They are going to come. There would be people, there would be things, there would be circumstances, there would be situations that would anger us. But we should have such shock absorber within us. First is knowledge of drama. When we have the knowledge of drama, we know everyone's part is fixed. Nobody is at fault. They are under the influence of their own sanskaras. And this drama, this is so beautiful. Nobody is at fault. Everything is going on in a perfect manner. So, churn on the importance of drama. Churn on what this drama is. That is first thing. Second thing is, what are the Srimat? What are the dharanas Baba has given us? Baba has said, you have to become a tolerant soul. You have to tolerate everything. So this dharana, or his Srimat, or his instructions, or his dictates, or his elevated versions, they help us in becoming strong, in becoming unshakable and immovable, achal, adol, in the face of adverse circumstances. So, what are the dharanas we have to do, instill within ourselves, that is true. Second is, what is the goal of this yogi life? A yogi is the one who remains stable under all circumstances. People will praise, people will insult, there would be victory, there would be defeat. These things are going to happen. Nobody's life is free from all this pair of dualities. All these things are going to happen. So you have to remember, what is the goal of my life? I have to become a yogi. Baba has said in today's Murli itself, culture of Brahmin life. This is the foremost of all the cultures. What are my manners? What are my behaviors? New manners. Forget the old things. Instill new manners, new sanskars within you. Sanskar, the culture of Brahmin family. Sabhyata, Brahman kul. What is the culture of this Brahmin family? These are the foremost, highest. And I have to follow those cultures. I have to follow that behavior. That should be, Father, I have to reveal through my face and my behavior. Chalan, chehra. So, third is goal. Fourth is follow Father Brahma. I told about 7 shocks. I told about 7 upheavals. 7 types of halchal that come to us. 7 types of circumstances. But if you see and study Brahma Baba's life, you see that he has gone through all of this. He was insulted. He was ridiculed. He was criticized. He was opposed. False charges were leveled against him. People left him, people deceived him, people had mistrust and they left him. People did not cooperate him. Everything happened with him. But he remained unshakable and immovable. Such a thing. So Father Brahma. Follow Father Brahma. Next is, fifth, is karmic accounts. We are settling our karmic accounts. Whatever that is happening to us, it is not without reason. Probably we have done the similar thing to others. That's why they are coming back to us. Every action has equal and opposite reaction. The law of Newton holds true. Whatever we have done to others, the same will come to us. We have criticized other, you will be criticized. You have insulted other, you will be insulted. You have made fun of others. A day will come when the world will make fun of you. You have spread rumors about others. People will spread rumors about you one day. And probably to a higher extent. that time. So this is one. Next is, I think sixth is detached observer. See this world as a detached observer. In yesterday's, day before yesterday's Murli also Baba said, look as a detached observer, look at your garlands. Whom do you remember when you see the garland? See your garland as a detached observer. What happens to you? What are the ways to increase the number of garlands? Is to see the garland. What garland Baba has placed on my neck, around my neck. I am garlanded with 16 types of different garland. We made a list the day before, yesterday only. These are all the different garlands. If you have the garland, you will, Maya will run away. Mala, and Baba has said Maya. There's a, in Hindi, there's a very beautiful word, har. Har means two. Har also means necklace or garland. Har also means defeat. So when you have this har around your neck, this har, so Maya will get defeated. So, observe this world. See this world as a detached observer. And seventh is, last, think of each and every obstacle. Think of each and every circumstance as an opportunity to apply this knowledge. Many times I feel that I should get time to do Gyan and Yoga. I feel personally, this hospital business I should stop. Enough of it. Let me, yeah? If anybody asks me, do you have any question in your life? I have only one question. I have got answer to everything in my life. Only one question. How long this? This. But I feel what, when I feel this, ki I should do only tapasya, that's all. And if I do that, my stage goes very, very high. I don't like to come down. Even not even to speak. Forget that service and all. But then, there is a very important thing here. If I don't work or if I don't do service, how can I apply this knowledge? How will I know that I have conquered anger? Yesterday only in our OPD, one foreigner came, a BK. She said she came with a OPD paper. She said that was not her OPD paper. That was somebody else's. And she said, write down that tablet. Because she wants to experiment with that tablet, with that Madhuban Nivasi. Is she a doctor? No, she is not a doctor. But she wants me to write that tablet on that paper for that particular another person. And she feels that that tablet is very good. She is having good results with this. So this was absolutely illogical. And she said, I am waiting outside your OPD for 2 hours. Just to listen to this, that you don't want to write. Though she wasn't angry, but she said this. Then she said, I want to show myself. That was another story. So many circumstances. There is one way, there is one, you keep on doing only bhatti. You are just in a very higher stage of the mind. You don't come in contact with anybody. You keep on churning knowledge. You don't even talk with anybody. Don't feel like to laugh or smile. You become so serious. That's why I come down many times and I joke and all that. Because otherwise I become very, 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 very serious. Because this knowledge and this churning, you just forget this world. And to remain in that higher stage of consciousness. But then how will I know that I have conquered this? People should come. Boats should strike. So, I cannot become empty boat then. This, and there is a subtle I that rises when you are in that higher stage of consciousness. So, these are the 7 methods. There are few other methods, time is getting up. There are few other methods like patience, take out time, have some recreation. People talk of relaxation technique, breathing technique. They talk of counting 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. I don't know how that helps, but they say that helps. And then postpone your anger and all these things. So these are some of the ways of getting rid of anger. I think Baba talked some detail about culture of Brahmin family. So, just churn this Murli in a greater manner, in a very effective manner, so that we become definitely anger-free. ओम शांति।